Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is whole business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures unto all generations. What a privilege and what a pleasure it is to worship with you tonight, May 29th, 2022. If we are of the upright, we owe God another praise. And praise is common for the upright. So whether you're sitting up or you're standing up, tonight you owe God another praise. Hallelujah. We honor the presence of the Lord that's here with us on tonight. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to show honor and appreciation to all of those that make this platform possible. Week after week, we are here to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, with men and women across this country. We thank God for the Butterfields that make this platform possible for us to come into your homes, ride in your car, sit with you on your job, wherever you may be. It's because of the Butterfields and their graciousness towards us here in the city of Portland to share this time with you. We thank God for all of the men and women who labor with us week after week to make sure that the Light of Portland broadcast goes forward, providing us with a rhema word from the Lord every week. We thank God for Lady Beth, Pastor J.W. Friday, Elder Demetrius Devers, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Elder Teddy Copeland, Pastor Pamela Laws, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Elder Catherine Brown, Elder Catherine Kathy Miniweather, Elder Bruce Mitchell, Elder Demetrius Devers, Elder Wooten, Elder James Wooten, and Minister Keith Jordan. We thank God for the men and women that preach and teach on the Light of Portland broadcast. But most of all, I want to thank God for each of you, because if you didn't call in, there would be no Light of Portland broadcast. And so I appreciate you for worshiping with us week after week. And we just thank God for your presence on tonight. Clap your hands and give God praise just because you are a supporter of the Light of Portland broadcast. Give God thanks because you are a supporter to the Light of Portland. Give God thanks because he uses you to preach and teach on the Light of Portland. Come on and clap your hands, saints, and give God the highest praise. We just want to share the word of the Lord tonight. We do have a speaker, but I wanted to just kind of read from Galatians chapter 5 this morning. The scripture was there with us. We were there this morning sharing the word of the Lord from Galatians chapter 5. And I just want to read verses 22 through 26. And the Bible says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another or envying one another. And may the Lord, reading and the hearing of the word of the Lord bless those that read and hear and choose to do well, choose to live godly lives every day, who choose to live holy and righteous and blameless in this corrupt and perverse nation. If you go back when you have time and read the rest of Galatians chapter 5, you will find in verses 19 through 21, if you choose to live after your flesh, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. That is our scripture reading for this evening. Want to share with you an announcement. We'll have a word of prayer, and then we will have a song of preparation. And our word tonight will come from Elder Katie Copeland. I'm so excited that she is with us every fifth Sunday. And I'm so excited that the Lord has given her a word to share with us. I hope you're ready tonight to receive a word from the Lord. I hope you're ready tonight to allow the Lord to speak to your heart, to come right into your space, to share what he has just for you. Well, you say, Pastor Black, how do you know that the Lord has a word just for me? Well, if you go anywhere with a spirit of expectation, you're going to receive it. You are going to get just what you were desiring. So I say that tonight, that you may elevate your spirit of expectation. Expect the Lord to speak to you tonight through Elder Katie Copeland. Expect the Lord to come right into your situation and make himself known. Amen. Want to share this announcement with you. The St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church and the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church will be hosting our first annual men's prayer conference. This prayer conference is for all men ages 18 to 80. We want to encourage all men to come and be a part of this weekend. We have a great time in store. You say, well, Pastor Black, when is it? It's June 17th, 18th, and 19th at the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, which is located at 8101 North Fisk Avenue. That's in North Portland, here in the City of Roses. Friday night will be an evening of praise and worship with Pastor Mike Dean, Senior Pastor of Imago Dei East Side. Saturday morning, we will start with a continental breakfast, two workshop classes. Our theme for the weekend will be a legendary walk through prayer. We have two workshop classes that will take place, a legendary walk in integrity, and a legendary walk through prayer. Our guest for the afternoon, for the morning session, will be Elder Michael Tabor of the Vancouver Avenue First Baptist Church, and our very own Elder Bruce Mitchell of the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. Then our men will have lunch, which will be hosted by Southern Kitchen, and then an afternoon workshop TED Talks will consist of a legendary walk of generational wealth. We'll have three African-American men, young men, who will be talking to our men about life insurance, financial planning, and estate planning. And so this is going to be Saturday, the 18th of June, from 9 to 3. And then on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., we will be concluding our men's prayer conference at the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church, where our very own Elder Bruce Mitchell will be our guest speaker. Want to encourage you, please tell your sons, your brothers, your cousins, your nephews, your boo thing. Yes, we want him there too. Please tell any man that you know who desires godly fellowship, who desires to connect with godly men about this weekend. There is a $20 registration, and they can pay that at the door. They don't have to register before time. They can give their donation at the door. And maybe they don't have the 20. Maybe they only have 10. Please encourage them to come. It will be the best investment that they will ever make because they are investing in the kingdom of God. And so we want to keep that before you. That's June 17th, 18th, and 19th here in the City of Roses. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace. And we thank you, Lord God, for being so good, so kind, and so merciful. Father, as we come lifting you up, exalting you, and magnifying your name, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would help our brothers and sisters that are in Texas, that are grieving tonight the loss of the students at the elementary school, the loss of teachers. We realize, Father God, that it just weren't 19 students and two teachers. Their sons and their daughters, their brothers and sisters, their nieces and nephews, their grandsons and granddaughters, their playmates, their cousins, their mothers, their fathers, sisters and brothers, husbands, wives. We ask that you would touch the families tonight in Texas as they grieve the loss of their loved ones. We bow our heads in humble submission, realizing that it was a senseless crime of violence. Realizing this young man who had experienced trauma and mental health issues allowed the enemy to cause him to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, tonight we, your children, humble ourselves and we seek your face. We ask, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would heal that community, those churches, those classrooms, those families, heal in the name of Jesus. touch, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Your word says that if we would pray, humble ourselves and seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven and you would heal the land. Oh God, we need you to stretch forth your mighty hand now, God, and heal our land. America has so much to deal with. We have violence, plagues, diseases, inflation, poverty, houselessness, mass incarceration, hatred, and prejudice. This is not the land. This is not the people that you created, Father God. Help us to return to our first love. Help us to seek your face with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Lord God, help us, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Touch our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and in Russia today. We quote the scripture, you control the channels of the river, therefore you can turn the heart of man. We don't quote it just because it's a beautiful word to say. We quote it because we believe it. It is your word and you honor your word. Your word will not return unto you void. You tell us to ask anything in your name, and that thing that we ask, if we believe, it shall be done. God, we believe tonight that you can turn Putin's heart and he can stop this war just as quick as he started it. We believe tonight that you can give President Biden the word and he can speak the word to get the guns off the streets. Sure, it might hurt the pocketbooks of the rich and famous, but it's killing the poor. So much violence in the land. God, you are our hope tonight. You are our peace, and we look to you. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You know, God, you know how long we, your handmaid servants, we will continue to give you all glory and honor. We will continue to lift you up. We will continue to sing of your praises. We will continue to joyfully rejoice in you. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Thank God for the joy. This world may have happiness. This world may have pleasures. But joy comes from knowing the Lord our God. So, Father, we seek your face tonight. We humbly bow before you. This world is in the palm of your hand. We ask, Father God, that you would show yourself strong, show yourself mighty. And we're not going to wait to give you praise for answering our prayer. We're going to praise you right now. We're going to exalt you right now. We're going to give you glory right now. We're going to give you the honor right now. Bless your name, Father. As we prepare to hear a word from the woman of God, we ask that you would anoint her afresh. Take her deep down into the hidden treasures of your word. Cause your word to come forth from her belly like rivers of living water. And may it come across the airways and penetrate the hearts of every listener in Washington, California, Colorado, Nevada, Texas, Georgia, wherever we are, Oregon, wherever we are tonight. May the word of God leave Georgia and penetrate our hearts and minds and do a good work. Continue to do a good work in us. Bless Edra Copeland tonight. Strengthen her tonight. And God, we will continue to give you praise, glory, and honor. And we will continue to bless your name. It is in thy son Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
You deserve my worship. You deserve my praise. Thank you, Jesus. Adoration and glory, it belongs to you always. Oh, you deserve my worship. Yes, you do, Lord. You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory belongs to you always. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, just wanna thank him for saving me. Oh,
you deserve my worship.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Lord.
You deserve my praise.
You deserve my praise,
adoration and glory.
Yes, it belongs to you.
You deserve my praise,
adoration and glory.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Elder Kenny Copeland. I'm traveling. Hopefully, you all can hear me on this evening. Tonight, I'll be giving you a word of encouragement. I was thinking about all the things that's happening in real life. You know, there's so many situations and circumstances that's coming to us each and every day. It seems like there's tragedy. It seems like there's sudden death. It seems like there's sudden sicknesses. It seems like it doesn't matter the age bracket that things are going on in the nation. And God gives me the word of encouragement, and the title is, Who Told You to Stop Praying? Who told you to stop praying? I want to say thank you to Bishop Washington for the opportunity to be on the broadcast out of Mapleton, Georgia. Him and his wife, Pastor Jacqueline Washington, up under co-pastor Pamela Laws and Elder Robert Laws. And thank you to you, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and Pastor Black, and all who make up the family of this broadcast, the Butterfield. I thank every single last one of you. I'm going to go ahead and get started. This is a word just straight from my heart. And, of course, you know, when you have to give an encouragement, the encouragement has to come from you first. You first have to be encouraged, and then you can tell the people. God takes his word and uses us as the filter to bring it forth. And I was listening at the situation that first happened with the elderly, our seasoned people, when the young man decided it was his responsibility to take the lives of innocent people. And then maybe 2 weeks later, to hear the incident that took place right in Texas with the young children. And so the first thing that God said to me was, here you have the elderly and here you have the young. You have two different age brackets that both of them have to rely on somebody else to be their advocate. Both of them, even though the age difference between both age groups is very large age, a large gap, but both of them depend on us. Our elderly people depend on us. It's not that they're children, but we treat them as they are children because we have to be the ones to advocate and protect them and guide them and help them just like we would those children at the elementary school. And so, and in between there, to hear about and watch my timeline on social media, how so many were losing their loved ones, the rest in peace, the rest in peace, the rest in peace continuously. God spoke to me and I said, Lord, what is going on? And he said, who told you to stop praying? Our prayer life is not contingent upon the conditions on what's going on in the land. Our prayer life is not supposed to, our prayer life is not something that's activated then deactivated. And the scripture text that he took me to was the scripture that simply says, plain, men ought to always pray. We don't wait till something occurs or when the bad news comes or the diagnosis happens or there's an issue of life going on and then pray. We don't wait to look at the news because we already established that the news is nothing but a long list of prayer requests. We're to take the good news and put it on the news that we're hearing and seeing and watching. And he said, I never told you to stop praying. And it's not that I wanted to stop praying. I was getting discouraged to know that you're praying and you're asking God to cover schools and watch over family, watch over friends. And then you hear the report, mass shooting. Then you hear another report, mass shooting again. Then you hear another report, the death of XYZ. And he says, my sovereignty is sufficient. We know that God is not an orchestrator. He does not come in to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the work of the enemy. These situations and circumstances, we're to use to push us towards him even the more. These situations are the situations that we use to go back into the scripture and read and ask God, what do you want us to do next? What is the next step for us? In these kinds of situations, this is when we don't retreat, but we push towards him more. It's okay to have questions. It's not that we're questioning God. It's that we're trying to get a better understanding. Okay, God, what do you want me to do next? How do you want me to strategize? How do you want us to move collectively as your people? And he said, I want you to continue to trust. His word tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and everything else will be added to us. We know that there are laws in the books that have to be rehashed and eliminated. There are people who are sitting in seats who shouldn't be in these seats. There are presidents, not only here, but internationally, that we know are making decisions based on their ego. But he says, who told you to stop praying? Just because we don't see the results of the prayer request doesn't mean God is still not working in the background. And he reminded me of Annas in the Bible. Her life was dedicated to prayer and prayer only. I went and I researched her and I said, well, Lord, who is she? And the only thing it mentioned about her that her life was dedicated to prayer day and night. There was never not a time that she wasn't praying. And when God tells us that men ought to always pray, prayer is not a temporary thing. It's a lifestyle. It's a time when we're driving, we're praying. It's a time when even while we're at work, we're praying. It's a time when we're at church, we're praying. And he had to remind me because he said, my people are only praying when somebody calls them and tells them to pray. Or when they get the bad news, I want my people to come to me all the time. Because he's a God that is always ready to incline his ears to the cries of his people. He's a God that is always prepared. He longs for our relationship with him. You ever long for someone? You know what that feels like? When you want them so bad and you're waiting for them by the phone call, for the phone call or the text or the inbox. You haven't heard from them all day long. It's kind of like when you have your first love. When you first start talking to them day and night, you know both y'all want to go to sleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know you got to be at work by 8, but you're still holding on to the phone because you long to speak to that person. You couldn't wait for that moment. And God says, I'm a jealous God. I want that kind of relationship with all my children. He desires for us to continue to pray to him. He desires for us to always come to him. There's no situation and circumstance that's taking place in this land that he is not made aware of. He's the beginning and the end. He's Alpha and Omega. Nothing catches him by surprise. As a matter of fact, he knows us better than we know ourselves. He says the hair on our head is even counted. But who told you to stop praying? Just because we hear the bad report, just because the prayer request went up and it didn't, the outcome that we thought we should have received, we didn't get that outcome. He says, I do what pleases me when it pleases me the most. And God knows what it takes to keep his people coming back to him. See, these are the times where we have no choice but to pray. It used to be a time where we could kind of sit back and know that, okay, in the next couple of months, it'll be another couple of years before we hear the things that we're hearing. Now it seems like situations and circumstances is happening back to back. Right after you get over one situation, here come another one. And by the time that one is done, here come another situation. You put one fire out over here to the left, here go one to the right. If it ain't your situation, it's the children's situation. If it's not the children, it's a co-worker situation. He says, I need my people to get back to me. Who is his people? We're not talking about the people who are evil. We're not talking about the wicked ones, because the right to rule this world, because that's his job. When God said, that we miss the mark with him. But I thank God for his grace and his mercy, his sovereignty. He always gives us the opposite wicked way that he's mentioning. He's talking about the inconsistency in the
life. Amen. Elder Ketty, if you can hear us, we have lost connection with you. I heard her say that she was traveling, so she might have hit a dead. Amen. Her call has been dropped. Amen. Saints, let's continue to pray. Let's continue to pray. The devil, you know, he doesn't like it when the truth is coming forth. And so he will do all that he can to stop the word of God from coming forth. And I don't know about you, but she was on it. Amen. She was on it. She was making a point. She was telling us the truth. And so I'm praying that she can call back and we can, amen. Hold on, Elder Ketty. I'm going to bring you back on live now. Amen.
Amen.
Elder, are you there?
Here I am, God. I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
The call drop. Amen. But he tells us that we ought to always pray, always seek his face. Amen. So I leave you with this. Who told you to stop praying? Stay on the battlefield. Don't retreat. Don't throw in the towel. Don't get discouraged. Even if you have to take a break and rest. Rest for a moment, but get back on the battlefield. Because there are many of us that God has called us to be warriors. He has called us to a life of intercession, just like Annas. He has called us to a place of a posture of prayer. It's no accident that the people that come around us, that they're sharing the things that they're sharing with us, because he is calling us to a higher level of calling of prayer. There are some of us who are called to the different watches of the night. You know there's different watches of prayer. Some are called to the midnight. It ain't me, because I know I already thought, oh, I'm not called to that midnight prayer. Because, honey, if you look for me to be at midnight prayer, I might be asleep. But he has called me to wake up 6 a.m. in the morning and pray. He has called some to wake up at 3 a.m. to pray. He has called some to wake up at 9 a.m., 12 p.m. in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Which watch has he called you to pray in? Have we seek God? Have we asked him, God, where do you want me? Where do you want me to pray? Are you waking me up because I'm thinking I'm going to the bathroom, or are you waking me up because you're telling me to pray? See, the restroom break is just the wake up. But there's a deeper calling in the restroom break. There's a deeper calling. We think we're coughing up and we need some water. We think, I'm just going to get up in the kitchen and go get me something to drink. No. That is God dropping us and waking us up to pray, because somebody needs to be covering the land. Are you that one? Are you that one that God is calling? Because I learned something from Pastor Pamela Law. She said, You may very well be that one and only person that God has called in that time to be praying for that situation. With all the billions of people in this world, he would hand choose us and pick us and prompt us and say, pray. I need you to pray for this. I need you to call this person at this hour. I need you to cover this one's child. I need you to cover this supervisor. I need you to call this president's name. We don't have to know these people by faith. There has been times when God life to Christ, or that person that was backslidden. One time they were in church and then they said forget it, and then they decide to come back. The reward is greater than the sacrifice being made. And this season in our lives, we have to be willing to make the sacrifice. Who's willing? Who's willing? Because it's easy to say, yes, you're next to get the car. Yes, you're next to get the house. Yes, these things God wants and desires for his children. He wants us to have the best. He's willing to make the sacrifice in the posture of prayer. Can we be like the one in the word that says, here I am? Because see, prayer is something that's in the background. People don't see when you're praying for them. They don't know that you're lifting up their names. Your enemies don't even realize you calling their name and asking God to bless them, because that's what God told us to do in the word. He said to pray for your enemies. When these outcomes, laws are being reversed and God is saying his hands, I can remember as I'm getting ready to go into prayer, but I want to share a testimony. When we were going through the pandemic and I kept watching the news and I would watch to see how they were getting ready to change the laws for the moratorium, and it was getting ready to expire. And they started in one state just taking the elderly people and evicting them and putting them out. And that one sheriff, and I knew it was nothing but God, that one sheriff went to the elderly lady's house and he said to her, I have to put you out. But he said, you know what, I can't do it today. Time to find somewhere to go, but you have to leave. So I begin to pray, and I begin to put the eviction moratorium on my prayer list. And I begin to say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on the people, because if you put them out in the middle of this pandemic, where are all these people going to go? Where are they going to have shelter? There's nowhere for them to go right now. We're in the middle of quarantine. Touch the hearts of these landlords and property managers so that they will leave the people alone. And I watched every time that they would go for that moratorium to be extended again. And I would go back and I would cry and I would say, thank you, God, for answering my prayer. He said, it's because you're deciding to take the stand for all these thousands of people that probably don't even know you by name. So I come to encourage that one who prays, the one that goes in the word to seek and keep calling and praying for the family members that are lost, the ones who don't know God. Keep on praying, because who told you to stop praying? He sent that as a reminder to me. I heard your prayers. I heard the first time. Just like Daniel, I heard you the moment you started praying, but the enemy tried to hold up the blessings. But I thank God for Michael and Gabriel, who was able to release the blessings on the people. Because see, our prayer life is bigger than just us. Our prayer life affects generations to come. Imagine if they would have, imagine at the date that they wanted to expire the eviction moratorium, where would we be right now? How many people would be homeless? How many people would be living in the streets? How many people would be in tent cities? So keep praying. Go back, take your prayer list, take your prayer log, write it down, journal it, and when God answers prayer, you know why we go back and we write down the praise report when he answers the prayer? For the times when we start getting discouraged or start getting weary and well-doing, we can pick up that journal and see where God has answered all these prayers. Look at how God has brought this one back home, and look how God canceled the assignment of cancer. Look how God has saved that one. Look how God brought this one back to the church, the one that was backslidden. Look how God has taken this one off of drugs. Look how this one who was in rehab has stayed clean. We ought to be marking these things in a journal so that we would be reminded as those intercessors that God still hears our prayers. So who told you to stop praying? And Pastor Black started it. We're going to finish it with prayer. Father, I say prayer line that is designed by you. I thank you, God, that you will encourage every intercessor. I thank you, God, for every minister, every pastor, every elder, every layperson, oh, God, that, oh, God, finds it not robbery to continue, oh, Father God, to seek your face, to, oh, God, to learn to watch over you, to incline their ears to you, Father God, to pull closer to you, Father God, in this season, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have always, oh, God, found a way to give your people a way out, oh, Father God. I thank you, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father Father God, to be a shield and a buckler, oh God. Oh God, that you are a fortress, oh Father God. Oh God, that you are always in the midst, oh Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have chosen, oh Father God, us for such a time as this, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for every prayer request, oh Father God. Those who are on the broadcast, Lord God, that you will encourage their hearts, oh Father God, to remember to seek you, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Continue. Keep them, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father. Our children and our grandchildren, God, how you have covered them, oh Father, from the enemy, oh God, that we can declare Psalm 91 over their lives, oh God, and know that they are covered, oh Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have stayed the hands of the enemy, oh Father God, from those, oh Father God, that he tried to steal, kill, and destroy, oh Father, but because you have sent, oh God, those who choose to pray to you, those who choose to seek your word for the answer, those who choose to supersede the gospel of the good news over the bad news that we're hearing, oh Father. Many is the news that we're hearing, oh Father, but great are you, oh God, because you gave us the Holy Spirit that lives in us and dwells in us, oh God, that orders our footsteps, oh Father, that you will continuously have your way and move by your Spirit, oh Father. We thank you, oh Father God, that the intercessors, oh God, the prayer warriors and the watchmen, oh Father, will always stay on the watch, oh Father God, that we will not retreat from the assignment, oh God, that you will give us the we need, oh Father God, that every family and friend member that's connected to us, oh God, that you will meet their provision, that those who are sick, oh God, in their body, God, that they can call on your name because by your stripes they can know that they are healed, oh God, that their name is written in the stripes that was beaten on Jesus, oh God, back, oh Father, that they will know, oh God, that it is finished, oh God, that every situation and circumstance, oh God, that you are sovereign, oh Father. You know the beginning and the end of all things, oh Father God, and we will still choose to pray to you, oh God, that we will still choose to worship you, oh God, that you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, oh Father. There is none like you, oh Father God. We thank you for choosing us for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord God, that you have kept our pastors, oh God, every ministry, every church, oh God, that they will continue to seek your face like never before. Thank you, oh God, for covering us, oh God, on the highways and the byways from danger seen and unseen, oh God. Oh God, when the enemy thought he could take us out, God, that you always had your angels encamped about us at our homes, oh God, at the doorposts, at the windows, oh Father, that we can plead the blood over every situation and circumstance. We can plead the blood, oh Father God, at the work site, oh Father God, that we can plead the blood, oh Father God, in schoolhouses as the children are being released from school, oh God. That, oh God, that you will cover them and not let hurt, harm, and danger befall them throughout this summer, oh God. Thank you for being a keeper of your people, but most of all, God, thank you for being a keeper of your word, oh Father God. We say that we love you with our whole heart and we don't take it back. If these are the blessings, we ask in Jesus Christ's matchless name, we pray, God. We say amen, amen, and amen. Who told you to stop praying? Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who told you to stop praying? I know somebody here tonight wants to share this word with somebody, and I hope you do. Someone on the line tonight might, because you heard this word, might have a desire to take your prayer life to another level. Well, I want to encourage you to get with Pastor Law, Pastor Sherelle, Elder Manyweather, or myself. There's prayer calls, prayer lines that you can join every day to listen to the saints pray and then to pray yourself. Well, you're saying, well, Pastor Black, I don't know how to pray like you. I don't know how to pray like Elder Ketty just got through praying. You don't have to pray like us. Open your Bible. Pray Psalms 91. Pray the prayer that the Lord prayed in John 17, that he would unite us together as one. Use the word of God in your prayer time. If you're saying you don't know how to pray, that's the easiest way to learn, is to get the word, set it before you. Elder Ketty gave us some tips. Get you a journal, get you a notebook, and start writing down the date that you prayed and what you prayed, and wait and watch God. So what, you pray the same prayer for 6 months? It doesn't matter. We need to ask God. We need to believe God. I found myself praying the same prayer over, but because of maturity in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't pray it the same way I prayed it 6 months ago. I'm praying now with more fervency, more of his word, more conviction. Who told you to stop praying? Thank you, Elder Keddie, for that word on tonight. I've been blessed. I hope you've been blessed. I hope that you take your prayer life to another level. Don't stop praying because of what you see. Ah, glory to God. Because what you see is not what the Father sees, unless he's giving you that spiritual discernment. And then if that's the case, you need to keep on praying. So don't stop praying. Who told you to stop praying? That was our word on tonight. Thank you, Elder Keddie. Thank you so much. May you be blessed. May the Lord continue to bless you. May he continue to watch over you and keep you as the apple of his eye. Well, my brothers and sisters, it looks like it's our time to say good evening for tonight. I hope and pray that you've been blessed by the word on tonight. I pray that something has been said that will encourage you and strengthen not only your love relationship with the Lord, but strengthen your prayer life. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. And until next Sunday, know that we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Don't know what to say. Yeah. The things I defend.